didn't bring Adam to Eve when Adam was 50%. He brought Adam to Eve because Adam was whole. The time to get married is when you don't figure you need to, because you got everything together. You roll with it. Marriage is a miracle. What God puts together. The first love you got to have, you got to love God. A lot of people trying to love other folk and they don't love God. Well, you got to love God first because he gives you love with the love of the folk. The first thing is love. It's a principle now. I got to follow the principles of the kingdom. You're in another kingdom. We got to get the foundation right. Commitment allows the power to flow in your life. It takes commitment. And you got to make your mind up on the front end. Don't wait till the problem comes and then try to decide. No, that was decided when we said our vows. Me and you, all the way. If you talk about it, you sow it. That's a principle now. So I gotta let no corrupt communication, come on, help me now, come out of my mouth. I gotta follow the principles of the kingdom. I don't need to spend all day talking about that. See, somehow emotionally you think it does you some good. Man, I'm telling you, I didn't like to talk about it. And really, what it's helping to do is you're not getting healed that way. You got to go get the word of the kingdom to get healed. And ain't nothing in there about Lucretia. Or Shaquita. Ain't not that. That's not in that Bible. Okay. Y'all follow me. So I got to get rid of that. I got to make sure that I get that seed out of my life, because I don't want it in there, because that seed can hinder some good crop from coming up. So I got to get and start speaking good things. Now, if I know they can't hurt me, ain't no use in running them down. They can't stop me. Well, Bill, once you know they're talking about you, they talked about Jesus. Well, you know they really don't like you. Your cousin don't like you. But see, we majoring on the minors. And that's just like the devil try to get you over here in something that really can't stop you anyway, because if God before you, there ain't a loud bucket mouth nobody that can stop you from going where you're going. So why are you going to major on it? You're in another kingdom. I noticed when Abraham brought his wife down there to Gerar and Abimelech saw, and he told Abimelech, she's my sister, he took her in his palace. That night, the Lord came to Abimelech in a dream. Here's what he said. You're but a dead man. You got another man's wife. Abimelech broke out in a cold sweat. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm saying that you have a covenant of protection. That, if you know your covenant, that man cannot physically abuse you. I'm going to just say that. I'm going to just lay that out there. I told you I'm a controversial preacher. You got angels around you. I don't care who he is. They are all around you right now. You declare the word of the Lord. You can't touch me because God is all around me. Now, try to touch me and see what you're going to get. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Can't touch me. How you going to touch me? Say amen to that. And that hadn't been preached. I'm not saying stay in there and get beat up in some abusive thing. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but if you know your rights in this covenant, say amen to that. A lion can't touch you. Disease can't touch you. Lack can't touch you. And a man can't touch you. I'm teaching this from a supernatural perspective. Can't touch. How you gonna touch me? You know whose I am? That woman is just as much a part of God's family as that man is. Oh, yeah, God made him from the ground, and God didn't go to the ground but once. But he made him from the ground because God put some things in him that he was going to be the foundation of the family being built. So, amen. The foundation of society is not the family. The foundation of society is a man. I'm going to preach this. And that's why we got to get the men straight. That's why you see men ushering around in here. I'm going to give men something to do. I'm going to let women see some men for a change. We got to get the foundation right. We got to get them all turned the right way and get some word in them so they'll be able to give some good advice. Say amen to that. They'll be able to set up some boundaries for their families and be able to check their kid when that kid start rolling out that house in nothing at all. And you say, you ain't going out of here in that. Just get on back up there and get some on. Just go on back up there and get some. Cut that music off. Don't play that up in here. That's a man. No. There's a role for a man to play. He's the protection arm for the family. He's the providing arm for the family. Don't say, I ain't no jobs out there. That's why I can't get no job. You didn't hear me talk on the word of the kingdom about my wife's job. There were no jobs. That doesn't make any difference to kingdom citizens. We gonna make a job. We gonna get the word of God and make a job. Stop letting there's no jobs come out of your mouth. As long as you let that come out of your mouth, you will have what you say. Your marriage gonna be made whole up in here. Say amen to that. Amen. And we're going to talk about it all, folks. Say amen to that. Amen. Y'all supposed to have fun with each other. Amen. Amen. Supposed to have it so, I'll show you scriptures in Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. Supposed to have it so the man can't wait to get home. It's in there. Man, with the society going like it is, he can't wait to get out of home. Man, I got to get up out of here. No, that's not the attitude we're supposed to have. That's your woman. And that's your man. Oh, here come my man. He don't have no muscles, but tell him he got some. Yeah, you call him things that be not, as though they were. Tell him you look like Thor, man. I know his belly's sticking out, but tell him, praise God. Look at that washboard there. Look at that. You got a keg there, brother. All right. All right. And we're going to talk about that, what women like, what men like, so forth. We want to go into this. I want to lay a new foundation. I want to let you know that whatever situation you've got, no matter how bad it is, there's still hope. There's still hope. The Bible says in Job chapter 14, one scent of water can bring something that's dead back to life. That water that they were talking about is the washing of the water of the Word of God. Bring it back to life. Say amen. And give them new desires. Make them start acting like teenagers. Y'all know what I mean by that. New, like, new, the love is new again. Say, so what happened to this? God did it. But you've been dealing and seeing a lot of the statistics and papers and so forth where God is out of it. And they're trying to do it with the intellect. Folks, we're coming into a time. Put up there Revelation 12:12, please. Over there, Revelation 12:12. Look what it says here. This is the last days. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. That's us here. And of the seal of the, pardon me, and of the sea, of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. He's coming after that marriage, because marriage is holy. And he is unholy. Wants to destroy it, especially if it's a good one. God gave you a good man, good woman. Now Eve was made by God. Now true enough, she went for that enemy's deception. But there was nothing wrong with her. She was made for him, but she was innocent. So I told you last time, hey, I'm going from New York to California in an airplane. You set the autopilot and you think it's going straight, but it's not. You check those things down there and that airplane is constantly making corrections. You messing up in your marriage, you constantly making corrections. But you're going to get to California. You're going to get to that good one. 90% of the travel of an airplane from New York to California is corrections. 90% of it. Well, that shows you how much correction sometimes we have to make. You blew it. Why did you blow it? Because you didn't hear God, because you got emotional, got so forth. Step back and apologize and go again. Go again. Now let's just finish up these in Galatians. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Just look at that again. How we doing? We doing okay? Oh, you're going to make it. Praise God. Now, I know you messed up the first five marriages, but this one we're going to make this one work. Look what it says. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. It's the first thing you got to have. You got to forgive them, folks. Got to forgive them. Got to forgive them. You said, well, I just can't forgive. That's why you can't. Because you said you can't. Say, I can forgive. Everybody, I can forgive. Anybody that's ever hurt you, you can forgive them. No matter how bad it's been and so forth. Look at the next one. Joy. Wow. The Bible says through joy, we draw water out of the well of salvation. You know what that means? That means if you keep your joy, God will give you a revelation of how to get out. Amen. Keep your joy, though. God is not partnering with bitterness and grumbling. He doesn't partner with it. You don't hear his voice. He doesn't partner with strife. Settle it with your adversary quickly. Peace. He was asleep in that lion's den. I don't care what's going on in that house. You can sleep. Next. Uh-oh. Long suffering. Lord have mercy. All these are supernatural dispositions now. You can't do this. Girlfriend, I can't see how you can put up with that. You say, you ain't supposed to see it because you're not in the kingdom. I'm supposed to see it. And I'm telling you, God knows. And I told you, I used that example of Smith Wigglesworth. Did I share that with you? Smith, man, that was a bad situation she had. I mean, he wasn't physically abusing, but it was mental. You are not going to that church tonight. She says, Smith, I have to go. I'm leading the prayer group. You are not going to that. If you go out that door, I'm going to lock it, and you will not get back in. Man, she went out that door, came back, and slept. The door was locked. She slept right there, pulled a coat over, and slept right there on that door. Boom. You opened the door in the morning. She felt, oh, Smith, would you like some breakfast? And there's breakfast. Not long after that, the desire came in his heart to preach. And he became the most powerful apostle since the Apostle Paul. What? She had one on her hands that it took long suffering to break the power of the devil and put a person in the ministry that the devil has feared all over the world. You don't know who you got on your hands. So what am I saying? There's some situations that unless we use some of these supernatural, divine, ordained gifts, talents, abilities, dispositions, we can't get out of them. That's what it takes. It takes the wisdom of God for you to get out of this situation. Last place, let's go to Ruth, the book of Ruth. This is where a certain man who was a Jew went to sojourn in the country of Moab. Now, Moab was some real interesting folks. I mean, they sacrificed folks in Moab. I mean, it was, Moabites were really heathen. So he went to live there. He had a wife named Naomi, and he had two sons. And what happened was the father, Elimelech, died. Verse 3. And verse 4 says that his sons took two wives of the women of Moab. And he took those wives, and verse 5, and Mahlon and Chilion died also before them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. All right. Her two sons and her husband had died. That's what it meant. So now she had a thought to return to her own country. That was Bethlehem, Judah. She was a Jew. She was not a Moabite. So what she said, hey, daughters-in-law, look, your husbands are dead. My husband dead. Why don't you go on back to your own country? And let me go on back to my country. Verse 14. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Orpah was the other daughter-in-law. She kissed her and went on back to her country. But Ruth stayed with her. Verse 15. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back to her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee, for whether thou goest, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. You've heard it before at weddings. Do you vow to be with this person in sickness and in health, until death do you part? I do. Love is a decision. Doesn't make me any difference if they get some disease and become wheelchair bound. I'm there for the long haul. That's not going to turn me around at all. So Naomi, where you go, I'm going to go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. And notice, it takes commitment. And you got to make your mind up on the front end. Don't wait till the problem comes and then try to decide. No. That was decided when we said our vows. Me and you, all the way. Not based on circumstances. Not based on what I think about it. But what happened? You know the story. She was out there gleaning with her mother. And out there gleaning means the rich people had farms. But around the edges, they were supposed to leave a little of the crop so that the poor would feel little shame. They weren't receiving welfare in them days. You go out and go and work and pick the crop. So she was gleaning. That's what poor people did. But one day, a man named Boaz came, who owned everything. And this is what he said. Who is that woman? I'm telling you, God will drop a desire in somebody's heart for you. Say amen to that. Boaz, the richest man in the county. So this woman, a Moabite, but she switched sides. She came on God's side. Notice, she got blessed, got to be the wife of Boaz, and live good for the rest of her days. But notice what did it. She was tested. Leave me. Go to your own country. She said, uh-uh. Who else was tested? Oh, that was a man named Elisha. Elijah says, stop following me. Go on to your, go on. Go. You're free now. Go on. You don't need to serve me anymore. Go on. No. I'm going to be with you. And when you leave, I'm going to get a double portion of what you got. Folks, commitment allows the power to flow in your life. I trust that you are blessed by this exciting teaching. Now, it's entitled Kingdom Families. Now, here's a couple of 3 points I'd like you to remember. One, corrupt communication out of your mouth prevents you from healing. Now, when they say that, it means that there might be areas in our lives that need to be made whole. They are not whole yet. A marriage is not 50-50. It's 100-100. People are supposed to be whole before they get married, not trying to get married to get whole. So the idea about it is that we have to keep our mouth right. Our conversation has to be right. We have to walk by faith, even in marriage. Number two, in the kingdom, you're supernaturally protected. With God for you, who can be against you? I don't care whether it's in a situation, a domestic situation, or whether a child really is at school or whatever have you. There are some protection and guarantees that the covenant has given us. And God protects us, even our soldiers on the field. People need to know how to pray Psalm 91, that they can protect themselves even on the field in the face, in harm's way, in the face of battle. So these are things that God guarantees us. Number three, from your beginning to the end, there are many corrections that are going to be made, but God will make the end good. He will get you to your destiny. Remember, in flying airplanes, like I said, as I fly from New York to California, if I put it on autopilot, that autopilot, if I just take a snapshot of what it's doing, it's making small corrections all the time. Small corrections. Why? It's going off course. Small corrections. Pull it back on course. Well, the same thing about you understanding your spouse and getting to the end of that marriage and making it good. Small corrections. You might have said something wrong here, might have done something, not come home when you should, or some timing is, or whatever, missed a birthday, whatever date, whatever. Small corrections. But I tell you this, if you'll keep a forgiving heart and keep the love of God in your mind and heart, you'll see that you'll get to the end, because God is going to make it good. Our announcer is going to give you some real important information on how you can obtain this powerful set of teachings on kingdom families, and I'll be right back. God didn't bring Adam to Eve when Adam was 50%. He brought Adam to Eve because Adam was whole. The time to get married is when you don't figure you need to, because you got everything together. You roll with it. Marriage is a miracle. What God puts together. The first love you got to have, you got to love God. A lot of people trying to love other folk and they don't love God. Well, you got to love God first, because he gives you love with the love of the folk. The first thing is love. It's a principle now. I got to follow the principles of the kingdom. You're in another kingdom. We got to get the foundation right. Commitment allows the power to flow in your life. It takes commitment. And you got to make your mind up on the front end. Don't wait till the problem comes and then try to decide. No, that was decided when we said our vows. Me and you, all the way.
Come back to the Garden of Eden and build a marriage and family on the foundation of the principles of the Kingdom of God in Pastor Winston's dynamic teaching entitled Kingdom Families. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. To experience heaven on earth, you must be born again to have the blessing of the Word of God and the fruit of His Spirit that carries life into your kingdom family.
You know, in the book of Job, in chapter 14 and verse 9, it talks about one scent of water can bring something dead back to life again. Well, the water is a metaphor for the Word. In other words, it's really talking about the Word of God. And the Word of God has resurrection life. And something that's dead, if you put the Word in it, it'll bring life again. It'll give new desires. It'll make something new again. So in our marriages, sometimes what we need to do is things look like they're dying, start speaking life to it. Start declaring the Word. Start confessing. And let the Word do the work. It'll take that which was dead and bring it back to life again. Powerful scripture. I know that. I know it personally. Praise the Lord. When things looked like they were cooling off in the early parts of my marriage, what did I do? I took the Word of God. I confessed it every day. Now I have a marriage made in heaven. Glory to God. Well, until next time, this is Bill Winston saying we love you and keep walking by faith.
Thank you, Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast.